السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2270 of our daily nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we focus on the 15th of Rajab. The hadith is mentioned on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and his student Nafi. So very strong chain, mashallah. Qala naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam anil qaza. Qaf, za, ayn. So Prophet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited the ummah, the men and the women from qaza. So qaza is, remember that, what is qaza? Qala wa mal qaza. Qala ay yuhlaqa. Min ra'si sabihi makan. You cut one side and then you leave wa yutraku makan. So it means one side you cut, one side you don't cut, you make it two different lengths and all that. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited. Likewise again through a different chain from Abdullah ibn Umar, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam al qaza. So today we see our youngsters, they have two lengths and so forth, deliberately, and the fashion is like that. It's haram that, to imitate the kuffar culture is haram. And remember, this is playing into the hands of shaitan and so forth. And remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Sunan Nasai, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an tahliq al mar'atu ra'asaha, is haram for a lady to shave her hair. So the men can shave their hair completely or they keep the hair, but keep the hair one length, not two different lengths. Similarly with the ladies, that now they want to make layers, one this layer, imitating kuffar, kafirat culture, haram that is. So we must not imitate the culture, fashion, culture of non-Muslims and so forth. All that totally unacceptable in Islam. In Muslim the Firdaus, a wonderful hadith, and remember the Malaika, they are making dua and they're saying, Ya Allah, the man who keep Zayyinir Rijal bil Liha, that the man, Ya Allah, who have big, big beards and so forth, you enhance them, make them more handsome. One nisa bis wawaib, and the women who keep long, long hair, and they keep the plaits and so forth. So today we see the men, many of them don't want to keep beard, shave the beard or trim it, and just keep pencil line, that's not permissible. Likewise, the woman cutting the hair, shortening the hair, that also not permissible. So we need to be clear on this type of issues. Islam gave us our own guidelines and not we. We must be the one influencing others, not we get influenced by others. Alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. Allah Jalla wa la give us tawfiq. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.